USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wrapped up a high-stakes video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian TV put out a video of the opening of the chat. The two leaders were seen smiling. Russia is building a troop presence on the border with Ukraine, sparking fears of an invasion of the U.S. ally. 20 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks, activists want to shut down Guantanamo Bay, where mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed remains locked up. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says if Guantanamo Bay is closed, it will lead to more deaths.
You have terrorists freed from Bagram, Americans murdered, and now the Biden administration wants to free more terrorists. And we know to an absolute metaphysical certainty the result of that will be more Americans murdered.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.